Good evening, folks, and welcome to episode 56 of Hinky Dinky Time Radio, coming to you live on Thursday, July 8th, 2010 from LeBron Fest, where a short time from now we'll know whether the Messiah will be returning to Chicago, Miami, New York, or remain in Cleveland. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Michael, and I'll be your host for the next 60 minutes, as I am each Thursday evening at 8:30 Central Time, weather and authorities permitting. For those of you planning to tune in late, there will be a rebroadcast of tonight's show shortly following the live program.
Put savings in your shopping cart
at Hinky Dinky Supermart. 'Cause every day's a special day. Every day's a special day. Every day's a special day at Hinky Dinky.
Where else?
Where else, indeed. I have questions. There's lots of listeners tonight. People are asking questions. I'd like to welcome the magnificent BZ from somewhere not far from Munster, Indiana. I'm not sure. He told me what town he was in, and I forget. I'll look it up. He wants to know what the heck this is all about. Well, this is Hinky Dinky Time Radio. Thanks for tuning in. I'll bring you up to speed as the program comes along. You know, we're talking about sports. We're talking about, what makes sports go in America? Gambling makes sports go in America. Let's just randomly select this from tonight's set of selections. This is H-Bomb Ferguson and the Bookies Blues.
Hello, Bookies office? Yeah, man, what's the lead? 7? Crazy. Can't play the numbers the bookies won't put them in. No, no, no more numbers the bookies won't put them in. Well, the Kefauver committee is pulling those bookies in. Have you heard the news about that new gambler's tax? Have you heard the news about that new gambler's tax? Well, that new stamp law is bound to break your back. Well, you might get lucky and hit the numbers one day. Maybe you might get lucky and hit the numbers one day. If you ever do, the bookies don't have to pay. No, look out, bookies! Just told me, no, I'm not gonna pay. Everybody keeps waiting, looking for that last one. Yes, everybody's waiting, looking for that last one. When the numbers come out, you won't have no fun. I can't play the numbers, the bookies won't put them in. No, no more numbers, the bookies won't put them in. Well, the Kefauver committee is pulling those bookies in. Look out for that committee.
Do you play the policy numbers? I know I get my number in every week, and one of these days I'm going to hit it. I'm going to shut this program down and retire. That was H-Bomb Ferguson with Bookies Blues, and this next feature is something we like to do most weeks for the older members of the listening audience. Can you name this vintage television or radio or film theme? Let's see how you do. Well, let's see how you do. Let's see. Well, let's try it over here. We're having technical difficulties, folks, because I'm incompetent.
Thank you.
Yeah, if you guessed that was the theme from the Mrs. Phil Donahue show, you were correct. That's that girl. And, yeah, Marlo Thomas. Did you grow up watching those reruns on WGN television in, oh, I don't know, about 1970? I did, and I don't regret it one little bit. We have a passing to commemorate this evening. On Tuesday, the world lost the great Harvey Fuqua. That's a name you have to say very carefully, Fuqua. Harvey was the lead vocalist with the Moonglows, and he also had a recording career of his own and wrote quite a few songs that were hits for other people. This is the Moonglow and a song called Seesaw.
Your love is like a seesaw, baby.
Seesaw.
Your love is like a seesaw, baby.
Seesaw.
First it's up and then it's down. It changes so fast, never hits the ground. It goes up, down, and up. Like a seesaw, baby. When you said you'd be my baby,
seesaw.
Well, when you said you'd be my baby,
seesaw.
I thought your love was sincere, but at this rate it won't last a year. It goes up, down, and up. I like a seesaw, baby.
Monday,
it's a hug and a kiss, man.
Tuesday,
something I've been missing.
Wednesday,
everything is fine.
Thursday,
you done change your mind.
Friday,
it's the day we make up.
Well,
the day we break up.
Sunday,
things are going all right.
Monday,
you want to start a fight.
Your love
is like a seesaw, baby.
Seesaw.
Well, your love is like a seesaw, baby.
Seesaw.
First you're glad, and then you're mad. You're the strangest girl I ever had. It goes up, down, and up. I like a seesaw, baby. You done change your mind.
Friday,
it's the day we make up.
Saturday,
the day we break up.
Sunday,
things are going all right.
Monday,
you want to start a fight.
Your love,
like a seesaw, baby.
Seesaw.
Well, seesaw, baby.
Seesaw.
First you're glad, and then you're mad. You're the strangest girl I ever had. It goes up, down, and up. I like a seesaw, baby.
Evidently, from what I can gather researching on the internet, apparently LeBron James has made his decision, and this season he'll be playing for the Police Athletic League in Schenectady, New York. Congratulations, Schenectady. I know you were considered the dark horse in all of this, and I'm sure you're very, very pleased. This song is Drowning on Dry Land by Little Junior Parker. This failed to make the pop charts, at least in the top 100, but it did peak at number 48 in 1971 on the R&B charts.
I'm going down, baby. My nose. I'm going down, down, baby. My nose is in the sand. A lot of dust have came over me, and I think I'm drowning on dry land. Yes, my father, he told me. He said, son, don't rush to be a man. Yes, my father, he told me. He said, Junior, don't rush to be a man. But I went head on, all right. and I think I'm drowning on dry land. My mother told me a story about a little dog who couldn't see too well. So he crossed the railroad track one day. You know, the train cut off part of his tail. He turned around and never looked up, just a peep over the rail. So he lost his whole head trying to find a piece of tail. I'm going down, down, baby. My nose. A cloud of dust came over me, and I think I'm drowning on dry land.
What I want to know right now is, do you remember where you are, where you were, and what you were doing in 1982? I remember where I was and what I was doing, but I can't talk about it on the radio. Do you remember Trio? Do you remember this? Do you remember this great big MTV hit from 1982?
So, du denkst, es ist zu spät, aha. Und du meinst, dass nichts mehr geht, aha. Und die Sonne wandert schnell, aha. After all is said and done, it was right for you to run.
Ich lieb dich nicht, du liebst mich nicht, aha. Ich lieb dich nicht, du liebst mich nicht, aha. Ich lieb mich nicht.
Da-da-da.
Thank you.
Da Da Da. That's Trio from 1982. And from 1970, just because July 12th falls during the coming week, this is Charlie Rich with July 12th, 1939.
July the 12th sure was a scorcher. Mama, she'd fixed some lemonade. Sister Beth was sunning in the sunshine. And baby Corey was a-playing in the shade. I looked up the road, and yonder comes a big car. Something we don't see much around here. Big man said, son, where's your pappy? I said, he's over in the cornfield not far from here. They started talking over by the rail fence. It looked like Papa was a-getting mad. Walked to the house and Papa was crying. Papa never cried and I knew it was bad. 2 weeks later in the Logan courthouse, raining cats and dogs outside. Awful the way that Mama was a-crying. She said she thought that a woman had lied. Papa said, Judge, we tried to raise up a good boy from a little never go against what the woman's wishes. That kind of boy would know that he's not. You know the power of the almighty dollar. Come out the winner every time. Willie Buchanan's diner got away with something. They're trying to blame on the boy of mine.
It's Charlie Rich from 1970. I don't know what year this next number's from. I don't like saying the word number. I gotta learn to stop saying the word number. They're songs, they're not numbers. Anyway, this is a band called Tenor Saw from the Trojan Reggae box set and a song called Ring the Alarm.
Hey, ring the alarm. sound, sound like a big jump on. Listen the sound, it's a champion. Rock the dance in any session. Rock up the woman and rock up the man. Ring the alarm, another sound is dying. Whoa, hey, ring the alarm, another sound is dying. Whoa, hey, T-Tato, we beat them all in a row. Donkey want water, but you hold him, Joe. T-Tato, we beat them all in a row. The cost want water, but hold him, Joe. Ring the alarm, another sound is dying. Whoa, hey, ring the alarm, another sound is dying. Whoa, hey, four big sound in a one big lawn. The dance on a play, the other three keep calm. Four big sound in a one big lawn. The boom sound a play, the other three keep calm. Ring the alarm, another sound is dying. Whoa, hey, remember this sound, it's a talk of the town. Talk of the country, hey. Rock Mr. Charlie, rock Miss Munchie. Talk of the country, so ring the alarm. Another sound is dying. I know, ring the alarm. Another sound is suffering. Whoa, hey. Watch the sound man a timber. Watch the sound man a fray. Watch the sound man a timber. Watch the sound man a fray. Ring the alarm, another sound is dying. I know, ring the alarm, another sound is suffering. Whoa, hey, little of this sound, little of that. Rock sister come and rock sister pat. Rock the white and rock of the black. Sweet reggae music gone, pandy attack, yes. Pandy attack it gone, pandy attack. Sweet reggae music gone, straight non-stop. Ring the alarm, another sound is dying. Whoa, hey, ring the alarm, another sound is suffering. Whoa, hey, some sound sound like a big jump on. Listen to this sound, it's a champion. Run the dance in any session. Rock the woman and move up the man. Ring the alarm, another sound is suffering. Whoa, hey, ring the alarm, another sound is dying. Whoa, hey, we beat them there and we beat them there. We beat them all over this atmosphere. Champion sound, we just don't care.
How about some Jane Morgan from 1966? I think that'd be a good idea.
One, two, three. Oh, that's how elementary it's gonna be. Come on, let's fall in love. It's easy. Like taking candy from a baby. ABC. Falling in love with you was easy for me. And you can do it too, it's easy. Like taking candy from a baby. Baby, there is nothing hard about love. Basically, it's as easy as pie. The hard part is living without love. Without your love, baby, I would die. One and one are two. I know you love me and oh, oh, how I love you. Don't try to fight, cause it's easy. Like taking candy from a baby. One, two, oh, that's how elementary it's gonna be. Come on, let's fall in love, it's easy. It's gonna be
new feature here on Hinky Dinky Time Radio. We're going to read listener requests on the air. We get so many, and there's not time to play them all, but I've got one right here. It's let me read this to you. This is from a Mr. Sidney Lumet in Hollywood, California. Sidney writes, Michael, I'd like to hear some classic 1975 Fat Elvis. Do you think you could play some Fat Elvis for me? I'd be much obliged. It really helps me relax after a hard day on the set. Well, Sidney, yeah, I'd be happy to play some classic 1975 Fat Elvis for you. This went to number 14 in 1975, if you can believe that. This is Elvis Presley, and this is his cover of Chuck Berry's Promised Land.
Oh, get on. Get out of Louisiana, just help me get to Houston town. There are people there who care a little about me, and I won't let the poor boy down. Hey. Sure, you're born to bought me a silk suit and put luggage in my hand, and I woke up high over Albuquerque on a jet to the promised land. But working on a T-bone steak, all the cardi flying over to the Golden State. The pilot told us in 13 minutes he would set us at the terminal gate. Swing low, chariot, come down easy, pass it to the terminal zone. Cut your engines and cool your wings and let me make it to the telephone. Los Angeles, you may know Fort Virginia died, what a 410-09. Telephones back home, this is the promised land.
I'm led to believe that perhaps this guy, Sidney Lumet, has something to do with the motion picture industry. I can't verify that, but that would be interesting.
Take me out to the market, take me out in the truck. Oh, buy me some peanuts and crackers, and I don't care if I never get back. Let me root for the whole. Even they don't win, it's a shame. For it's 1, 2, 3, back out at the old ball game.
Well, the Cubs are just about to get underway against the Dodgers at Chavez Ravine. The Cubs are coming off a 3-game sweep of the Diamondbacks in Arizona, their first series win, and first series win on the road since taking just 2 from the Rockies in Denver in the middle of May. Our boys come into today's play in third place, 9 games under 500 and 10.5 games out of first place. It's time for the Cubs to enter the third stage of grief, bargaining. It looks like Derek Lee, Kosuke Fukudomi and Ted Lilly are all being actively shopped. It's safe to assume that any number of others can also be had for a breathing prospect or a case of balls. It's likely that this year's trading deadline will be GM Jim Hendry's last with the Cubs. Let's hope he goes out on a high note. As we approach the All-Star break, I'm pleased to gloat that my main man Marlon Byrd is the Cubs' lone representative at baseball's midseason celebration. I bought my Byrd jersey way back at the end of May because I know quality. Okay, just give me a little bit of a few seconds here just to get organized. What is it we're looking for? We're looking for, golly, we're looking for this, but I don't want to play that until I find this other deal. Hang on, bear with me. This is going to be really good, I promise. Heck, you know what's coming.
WCFL Chicago.
Well, 40 years ago this week on the Big Ten WCFL Music Survey for the Greater Chicago Area, this song by a band called The Happenings was the number 40 song on the local charts. This is their cover of Van Morrison's Crazy Love.
I can hear her heartbeat from a thousand miles.
I can hear it.
Yeah, the heavens open every time she smiles. And when I come to her, that's where I belong. And I'm running to her like a river song. She give me love,
love, love, love, crazy love.
Take away my heartache. I go right to sleep. She gives me love,
love, love, love, love, crazy love.
Oh, she gives me
love, 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 crazy love.
And I need her in the daytime.
Yeah.
And I need her in the night.
Yes, I need her.
That's pretty nice. I've never heard that version before. I actually didn't play it before the program. That's the first time I ever heard that, and that's just all right with me. That's a good song. Van Morrison. Is that off the Moondance album? Can't remember.
Now, another exciting episode in the life of the most fantastic crime fighter the world has ever known.
Chicken! Benton Harbor works as a shoe clerk Monday through Friday for a large downtown department store in Midland City. However, on weekends, his only 2 days off, he dons the weird costume of a fantastic feathered fighter to strike terror into the hearts of criminals as Midland City's white-winged weekend warrior Chicken Man. In today's exciting episode, we find the feathered fowl, after a fruitless search for the vicious strangler, on his way back to Midland City Hall.
All right, step to the rear of the bus, please.
Does this bus go to Midland City Hall, driver?
Yeah, it does, Mac.
Thank you. Pardon me, madam, is the seat taken?
No.
Thank you.
Hey.
Yes?
Watch what you're poking those wings, will you?
I'm sorry, I didn't realize I was doing that.
Hey, ain't you Chicken Man?
Yes, I am.
That's what I thought. Listen, let me ask you something.
Of course.
How come, if you're Chicken Man, you don't fly instead of taking the bus?
Well, you see, I believe it is my sacred duty to use my rare gift only when striking terrific terror into the hearts of criminals.
You can't fly, can you?
No, you see, it's not that.
Hey! Yeah. You know what you McCaw here can't fly?
No kidding. Hey, Abe!
Yeah?
You know what you McCaw there can't fly? He just told her.
What's the wings for, then?
What's the wings for, then?
Yeah, what's the wings for, then?
Good citizens, allow me to explain. I do fly.
Yeah.
However,
it is
my conviction that I should only during times of criminal...
Yeah.
Hey, driver, stop the bus in this bridge. Let's find out if he can fly.
Yeah, let's make him jump off the bridge.
Somebody grab a wing.
Good citizens, I understand your point of view. However, you must understand my point of view.
Well, how's the feathered fighter going to handle this little twist of fate? Consider his alternatives. Can he run? Yes. Can he jump? Yes. Can he swim? No. And more important still, can he fly? Be listening tomorrow for another exciting episode in the life of the most fantastic crime fighter the world has ever known.
Chicken Man!
He's everywhere!
You know, that might be the longest Chicken Man episode we've ever played on Hinky Dinky Time Radio. Who can say? This is, Blues Image from 1970 and Ride, Captain, Ride.
73 men sailed up from the San Francisco Bay. Rolled off of their ship and here's what they had to say. We're calling everyone to ride along to another shore.
Yeah, that's, I guess that's what one might call a low-rent Brandy, You're a Fine Girl, I guess, if somebody had no taste. I'm going to make the big jump from 1970 to 1971 with Gilbert O'Sullivan. Nothing rhymed.
If I give up the seat I've been saving to some elderly lady or man, am I being a good boy? Am I your bride and joy? Mother, please, if you please, say I am. And if while in the course of my duty I perform an unfortunate act, would you punish me so unbelievably so? Never again will I make that mistake. This feeling inside me could never deny me the right to be wrong if I choose. And this pleasure I get from, say, winning a bet is to lose. When I'm drinking my Bonaparte shandy, eating more than enough apple pies, will I glance at my screen and see real human beings starve to death right in front of my eyes? Nothing old, nothing new, nothing ventured, nothing gained, nothing still won or lost, nothing further than proof, nothing wilder than you, nothing older than time, nothing sweeter than wine, nothing physically, recklessly, hopelessly blind, nothing I couldn't say, nothing why I cost today, nothing rhyme. This pleasure I get from, say, winning a bet is to lose. Nothing good, nothing bad, nothing ventured, nothing gained, nothing still born or lost, nothing further than proof, nothing wilder than you, nothing older than time, nothing sweeter than wine, nothing physically, recklessly, blind, nothing I couldn't say, nothing why cost today, nothing rhymed.
You know, I don't think there's been enough funk on tonight's program, and we're going to fix that right now with some Slave from 1978.
Come on. This is a signal. You will hear us, but you'll never see us.
We don't mean business.
Move on.
We fight to party with you. Yeah,
this is not a commercial.
I'm pleased to share with you that I have some late-breaking confirmation from Griffith, Indiana, that Crazy Love was indeed off of Van Morrison's Moondance album, as suspected. Thanks, BZ, for that confirmation. I appreciate it. This is a song called Wooden Spoon by a group called The Poets from a year known as 1967. Wooden Spoon from 1967, and that was The Poets. Are you ready to go way, way back in the Wayback Machine with me? Because we're gonna go long here. We're gonna go deep. I want you to run down there, past the parked car, around the trash can, and come back. And I'm gonna throw you a Hail Mary, because this is from 1929. This is Helen Kane, Button Up Your Overcoat.
I'm afraid something's gonna happen to you. Listen, before you got me hooked and hound, I would die if I should lose you now. Button up your overcoat when the wind is free. Take good care of yourself, you belong to me. Eat an apple every day. Get to bed by three. Take good care of yourself. You belong to me. Be careful crossing streets. Ooh, cut out sweets. Ooh. your flannel underwear when you climb a tree. Oh, take good care of yourself. You belong to me. Button up your overcoat when the wind is free. Oh, take good care of yourself. You belong to me. When you sass a traffic cop, use diplomacy. Take good care of yourself, you belong to me. Beware of frozen ponds, ooh, ducks and buns, ooh, rock-side blondes, ooh. You'll get a pain and ruin your bankroll. Keep the spoon out of your cup when you're drinking tea. Oh, take good care of yourself, you belong to me.
That was Helen Kane from 1929, if she sounded familiar to you. Helen was the basis for the character Betty Boop in the Max Fleischer cartoons. Of course, that was a problem because Helen went on to sue Max Fleischer for $250,000 in 1932. Well, I don't know what, you know, $1932, that's a whole lot of dough. I don't remember if she won or lost the suit or if they settled. She also appeared in the 1980s as Woody Allen's mother in a film whose title is eluding me at the moment. I'm a little bit stuck on that one. We're getting ready to wrap things up on this week's episode of Hinky Dinky Time Radio. As always, I want to thank you for tuning in. There's no point in me sitting here and doing this if you don't. So keep doing it, okay? This is a band called Chilliwack from 1977. This is a song called Baby Blue, and it's neither the Badfinger song or the Bob Dylan song.
Have you got something to tell me? Please come up and tell it to me. Please come up and tell me, baby blue. Have you got a tear or two? Well, come on up and tell me, do now. You can tell it all.
Chilliwack from 1977 and Baby Blue. I hope you had as much fun or a portion of as much fun as I did tonight. Hope you'll join me here next week because we're going to do it all again. We'll do something completely different again. We don't play too many songs more than once on Hinky Dinky Time Radio. Maybe a handful in the entire history of the show. Till we meet again. And there will be a rebroadcast right after the show. My dad asked me if I'd just start over. Yeah, Dad, I'm starting over just for you. Good night, everybody.
It was on a sweet Thursday. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday all had passed. Came the day I'd waited for at last, and you were there with love to spare, making it a sweet Thursday, not like any other day I'd known, giving me a dream to call my own, a dream that you are sharing too. People meet by some design, prearranged by laws divine, yet who is there who can define just what mystic fate combined to make you mine?